WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, a new executive order signed by Governor Murphy requires all Jersey businesses to screen all employees for COVID every day and provide them with masks and hand sanitizer. He says the order also stipulates
that all employees be provided breaks throughout the day to wash their hands with soap, and that all high-touch areas are routinely cleaned.
The governor says he's doing this because OSHA, the Federal Occupational Health and Safety Administration, has not enacted worker safety standards. A homeless man tells investigators a cigarette he flicked onto the rug on the staircase landing at an East Camden apartment building is what ignited a deadly fire. 34-year-old Brandon Adams says he fled without alerting sleeping tenants to the early Sunday morning blaze in a three-story building on Kramer Street. Two brothers, 52-year-old Roberto Romero and 53-year-old Luis Silva, were killed. Nine others were hospitalized. President Trump and Democratic rival Joe Biden are chasing votes in Florida today. They'll appear in Tampa just hours apart. Both nominees focusing on encouraging voters to turn out on Election Day. More than 73 million Americans have already voted. It's not a fun year to be an election worker in New Jersey. Many offices are citing 12 to 15 hour days in order to process incoming ballots and deal with everything else related to a vote by mail election.
While we continue to work, we don't get the bulk of our work done until 4 o'clock when we stop answering the phones.
Union County Board of Elections Administrator Nicole Dorado says the biggest challenge has been voter education. Many callers and in-person visitors are unsure how to vote. Online sports betting company FanDuel will open an in-person sports book at Bally's Casino in Atlantic City once the casino's sale to a Rhode Island company is finalized. And when that happens, all nine AC casinos will have on-location sports books as New Jersey vies for the national lead in the fast-growing sports betting industry. If you're a Princeton University undergrad, you know that twice a year you get to attend a private outdoor concert. The Princeton Lawn Parties are held every spring and fall where students dress up, eat, watch a series of musical acts on outdoor stages, and just have fun. In the past, Princeton has invited Rihanna, Maroon 5, and other big acts to the parties. Well, this year, the fall lawn parties will go on, but virtually. In fact, Princeton's undergraduate student government is spending $80,000 to hold these online parties featuring singer Jason Derulo. NJ.com reports that some students interviewed by the school paper are outraged that the Ivy League school is spending so much money on essentially a giant Zoom video call. It's the most important election of our time. New Jersey 101.5 is here to cover every angle of our election story, all with you in mind. Our entire news and digital team will be on Jersey streets, on the web, and on the air to keep you informed. So this election season, count on New Jersey 101.5 on the air, on our app, and on NJ1015.com. Join us for our live coverage starting 7 p.m. November 3rd. Zeta causes trouble for Jersey. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute. Jersey. 5 News Time, 10:07. Now New Jersey 101.5, instant weather.
Zeta made landfall in Louisiana last night as a powerful Category 2 hurricane with 100-mile-an-hour winds. As Zeta's remnant low charges north, it'll pass right over South Jersey tonight. By the numbers, over the next 24 to 30 hours, we're facing 1.5 to 3 inches of total rain, wind gusts between 30 and 40 miles an hour, 2 feet of storm surge causing minor to localized moderate tidal flooding, and the arrival of the coldest air of the season so far. The steadiest, heaviest rain falling during the daytime hours today, pretty much a washout here. We will get a break in the rainfall this evening, but that'll be the windiest period of time. And then following one more burst of rain tomorrow morning, skies will slowly clear tomorrow afternoon, and things settle down just in time for Halloween, which will be calm but cold. 30s, a frost or freeze on Saturday morning, and will be around 50 degrees for trick-or-treating Saturday afternoon. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Middle Township, 58 degrees, Montclair 51, Freehold 53. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey.